What can we say about St. Matthias? Probably not a lot. He has always been one of these behind-the-scenes guys, right? And then later on, he perhaps was known to be, oh, look at him, Judas' replacement for Judas. Oh, the odd one. Perhaps St. Matthias taught us much about being behind the scene, doesn't he? Oftentimes we want to be front and center, just like some of the apostles that we have heard in the scriptures, especially in the gospel, asking the Lord Jesus, or some of them were too scared to ask him directly, and cowardly asked their mother to ask him, can we be sitting at your left and at your right when you come to your kingdom? Even in the apostles themselves, we see that power, prestige, or the desire to be front and center had always been there. But St. Matthias taught us much that from the beginning, St. Peter said directly today, that from the beginning, Matthias had always been a disciple. He had always been a witness and a disciple of the Lord, following him silently. He was part of Jesus' own public ministry from the beginning. And what was important for them to choose him at the replacement for Judas is that he was a witness of the resurrection. He saw Jesus not only as a man, as a teacher, as a Jew, or as someone ordinary, but as the Son of God, witness the resurrection itself. That Jesus is faithful and his teaching is alive. That he kept his promise. St. Matthias perhaps would teach us much that we don't have to always be the one to be known in the eye of the world to be Jesus' own disciples. And that gives us a lot of consolation, isn't it? That God chose us not because we're worthy, not because somehow we can stand out, not because we're special, not because we can fight ourselves to get our name known in the book of Scripture. Or, simply put, we don't have to be a somebody in the eye of the world to be someone beloved by God. Jesus taught us today that he had loved us and to remain in his love. Probably by now we are sick and tired of hearing the scripture from John 15 four times already in the last week and a half. Yet, remember, Jesus says so clearly today that he had commanded us to love by remaining in his love. But yet, the Alleluia verse reminded us much more that he chose us because he had first loved us. He chose us not because of our worthiness, but because he had loved us first. And if he had chosen us, he asked us to go and bear fruits that will last. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, through the intercession of St. Matthias, may we ask him to help us be silently following the Lord, being faithful to him. At no matter what cost, whatever might be happening to us, may we silently persevere, love the Lord, and to know that we do not have to be somebody in this world in order to be someone beloved by the Son of God who has died for us, given his life so that we can have life eternal and rose again because he is faithful, he is real, and he is always with us.